Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six Motown artists that had a top 10 hit after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Michael Jackson, Mothra and the Vandellas, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Glass Knight and the Pips, The Temptations and the Marvelettes, all coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists with a top 10 hit after they left the Motown record label.
Ain't no place like Motown, it's the USA. Ain't no place like Motown, missing what we
too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Hey! Work it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby. What's in my way? Only time will tell if I'm right or I am wrong. Why is it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Baby, what you say? You can get it wrong. I still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out or get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. Woo! 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 We can work it out. Oh, we can work it out. Can you work it out, baby, baby? We can work it out. Oh, yeah! We can work it out. Work it out.
Put on memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Pucker Up Buttercup, and they reached number 31 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1967. Before that, Stevie Wonder, We Can Work It Out, the Beatles smash hit, but Stevie had a number 13 version of that song from 1971, and we started with Diana Ross and the RCA record label, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, number 7 from 1981, and that was the first of 12 charting songs she had on the RCA record label. You find the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists that had a top 10 hit after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, Michael Jackson and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Well, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough was written and recorded by Michael Jackson, and it was released on the Epic record label on July 28, 1979, and it was the first track off of his album entitled Off the Wall, his fifth studio album. It was his first solo recording over which Jackson had creative control. Well, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough was Michael's first single to hit number one in the United States in 7 years, and his first solo number one on the soul singles charts. It remained at number one for 6 weeks on the Billboard Soul charts, and the song was a worldwide success. Within a few months of its release, the 45 was certified gold, and eventually earned a platinum certification for sales in excess of 2 million U.S. copies. Well, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough won Michael his first solo Grammy and American Music Awards, and it's considered to be the first song to showcase Michael's talents as a soul artist, both as a singer and a songwriter. Well, here is Michael with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Like I'm turning love, that's my philosophy, that if you can
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and If You Can Want, and they reached number 11 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1968. Before that, Martha Vandellas and the classic Dancing in the Street, number 2 from 1964. And we started with Michael Jackson on the Epic record label, Don't Stop to Get Enough, number 1 from 1979. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists that had a top 10 hit after they left the Motown record label. Well, here's the third such artist this hour, Glass Night and the Pips with On and on the Buddha record label, right here on Motown Memories.
it rain whenever I want it to.
Danger, Heartbreak, Dead Ahead. That reached number 61 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965. Before that, The Temptations with I Can't Get Next to You, number 1 from 1969. And we started with Glass Nine, The Pips, and On, number 5 the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1974. That song was both written and produced by Curtis Mayfield, and it was taken from the movie called Claudine, starring Diane Carroll, and it was on the Buddha record label. Well, this half hour, we featured three Motown artists that had a top 10 hit after they left the Motown record label. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from another three such artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.